The scripture this morning is from Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 24. It's the New Revised Standard Version. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Amen. Yes, today we begin our new message series, Why Do We Do What We Do in Worship? I hope and pray that this series can help us to feel that our joy of worship increase, our desire for worship increase, and enrich our experience of participating in worship. Probably the question that we begin this series with will be, what is worship? What is worship? The word worship comes from an old English word that combines two words meaning ascribe worth. Merriam-Webster dictionary gives this definition of the word worship: to honor or show reverence for as a divine being or supernatural power. This definition tells us that worship is our action. Nothing wrong with it, but I'd like to add a couple of points for clearer understanding. First, worship is not a one-side action. It's not a one-side action. Interaction is what is happening in worship. Church was boring, growls a little Johnny. And his mother responded, "We learned Jesus, didn't we?" The boy pouted, saying, "Jesus? He wasn't even there. I'm glad that he had an expectation for meeting Jesus in worship. And I hope that we, the church, together reassure one another that the presence of God is real here in worship. Yes, we come into the presence of God. We encounter the holy because God promises to meet us in worship. We can count on God revealing himself in worship. Jesus says in Matthew 18, verse 20, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with them." It was not a lip comfort. It was not an empty promise. Since then, the promise has been fulfilled in the gatherings of the believers. The first believers, who used to follow the laws and tradition of Judaism, believed that God's presence in their gathering would be all dependent on their rituals. But they realized that it's not about the ritual or items or setting or location. It was because of God's promise that was fulfilled in Jesus. They can put their trust in the promise and they experience the holy mystery of the presence of God. Look at today's text in the letter to the Hebrews, which is Brewer's fan favorite Bible, right? You didn't get my joke? Hebrews, right? But we need the joke, didn't we? Okay. Hebrews 10. We have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain. We come and gather in Jesus' name. Our worship is possible because of what he has done for us. The passage today calls us Jesus, a great priest. Like a priest in Jewish traditions, Christ mediates both God and human so that we can go right in to God with true heart, fully trusting God to receive us and welcome us. Here in worship, we are met by God and we are welcome into God's presence. And this is my experience. I can feel it. I hope you can feel it in a song that we sing, in a prayer we say together and respectively, or in a moment of a prayerful silence, or in the flame of the candlelight, or in the symbolic items on the front, and even from the air in this space. So I would like to sing, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on His face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. The presence of God feels sometimes overwhelmingly real, sometimes gently real, sometimes feverishly real. It needs us to open our heart and mind, ears and eyes, and be in a receptive attitude. Yes, this is one thing that I cannot stress enough. Attitude is as important as action in worship. Yes, to be in the presence of God is perhaps more important than do something to God in worship. Is God in need of our praises? No, I don't think so. Would God's sovereignty and authority be at risk to lose if we don't offer worship to God? No. Our God is not dependent on our adoration or our flattery. God is perfect and complete by God Himself. Of course, God is pleased with our praises and prayers, but please hear me say this. God is pleased with us, our being, in God's presence more than any. I believe bringing our honest self is what God wants most from us in worship. Because worship is about relationship. This truth is best described in the analogy that depicts our relationship as one between a parent and child. A parent wants time with their child first and foremost. And to the child who share more of their time and story with their parent, parents feel closer and be more gracious, right? And I meant to share my thoughts on what is worship to begin this message, but I now feel that I have already shared my thoughts on why worship matters. Worship matters because a relationship with God matters. Because we believe it must take a priority in our lives. But I also acknowledge that there are many people who disagree to it. They would say that worship is like a waste of time. They would add to say that there are more productive and entertaining activities that one can do on a Sunday morning. Like what? Setting off on a day trip, going on a hike, reading a good book, even adding an extra hour of sleep, and you name it. Okay, then what benefit does worship of God have? I don't want to make this question sound like I imply that if there is no benefit of worship, there is no reason for doing it. No, no, no. But this is the world we live, where value seems to be measured by its effect and benefit. We give a value to something when it satisfies our needs and meets our needs. Worship is not God's need. Let's be clear on it. Worship is our need. Worship provides us with an experience of God in our lives. Again, worship provides us with an experience of God. And this is why we need worship. In this world, it seems everyone's life is like a merry-go-round. Regardless whether you are still working or retired, whether you have crazy kids in your house or not, in our minds and emotions, things keep spinning around all the time. Works to do and thoughts about things to do and desires to do something. And these all clutter our mind, heart, and spirit. So, in worship, we stay away from the constant spin of the world. We put aside the distractions of life crowdedness and busyness. And we silence the noises of our inner and outer voices. That's what we do in worship. Furthermore, in worship, we desire to discern and give our thoughts and hearts to what is true, what is honorable, what is just, what is life-giving, what is truly fulfilling and pleasing. And as a people of God, we believe that these can be found in what God has to say to us. Then in worship, we are returned, re-energized, encouraged, and comforted, and sometimes challenged, all in the presence of God. These are indeed the benefits of worship for our health and our well-being. Am I saying that we will lead a happy and satisfying life, always free from mental and emotional darkness, only if we come to worship? I wish I can say that way, but reality is not, right? But I can still speak loudly and confidently that there are hope and peace in a faithful and steadfast relationship with God. And this month, I acknowledge, is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This week, we create a posting on Facebook page to say that if you are in need of a friend, if you are in a place of active suicidal ideation or having self-harming thoughts, we understand. It can feel like you have been swallowed by the dark. And we understand that you are in that place. We are sorry that you are suffering with the pain of not feeling seen or heard or unwanted. But we say with absolute confidence that you are wanted on the earth. You are known to God, and you are wonderfully made by God. Yes, you matter. Everyone matters. Worship is a place for such experiences. Worship is an interaction between God and us. Yes, we come to give our praise and thanks to God. And when we do that, we experience that God gives words and presence to us. Did you notice that here are two givers? We who give God praise, and God who gives us blessing. And thus, in worship, we are a giver and a receiver. Again, attitude is as important as an action in worship. Then the question is, why should we gather for worship? You may hear the people say, hey, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, but I don't go to church. I don't attend worship regularly because I feel my soul satisfied by reading the Bible or a good devotional on my own, by listening to good sermons on radio or a podcast, or by saying prayer in my room, by taking a walk for meditation and mindfulness. I'm good. Here, I understand people say that they have a moment of worship while they are in their favorite place or in the beauty of nature by themselves. Yes, I believe that we can worship anywhere, at any time. Yes, one of the many things that have changed because of the pandemic is that we have started live streaming our Sunday worship. And now you can join online from any place at any time. And every Monday, I look through every comment that was left on the live streaming page and every like click. That way, I see who tuned in and participated in worship. As I do it, I feel grateful that our Sunday worship is accessible from every place where the internet is accessible. And 2 weeks ago, worship enhancement team met together, and all the members of the team reaffirmed the importance of continuing and even improving our Sunday worship live streaming. Then my sincere hope and prayer is that those who join in worship online can feel connected to not simply a video content that shows Lodi United Methodist Church Sunday worship, but feel connected to God, to the worshiping community, Lodi United Methodist Church. If this is not what you, online worship participants, experience, if this is not what you who sit in the pews experience, then something is wrong. Yes, you can see why gathering is crucial for worship. It's because community is crucial. It's not just a sense of connection, but a sense of belonging. Do you have it? It's a sense of identity in the community. Do you feel it? The pandemic surely has taught us that we cannot live alone. Further, I have learned, thanks to the pandemic, the simple connection is not the answer. Genuine contact, not necessarily physical touch like holding hands or giving a hug, but like eye contact in an active listening, smiling at each other, reaching out by a handwritten card. Such heartfelt, compassionate, genuine contact are needed. Yes, we need this, and we need others. You may say that such need of others, need of genuine contact and community, are satisfied outside the church. Yes, that can be true. But I hope you can recognize that you need people of God, people of faith, who speak to you the word of God's love, who enflash the mystery of faith, who embody the reality of hope in every circumstance, who pass on to us the light of God, and who helps us to recognize Christ in each other. We need people of faith. In our passage for today, the writer helps us understand the true purpose of our Christian gathering, saying, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not meeting out of our habit, but encouraging one another." These are not only what we are called to do, honestly, these are what we need for ourselves. In other words, to give and receive. And these are what we experience here while we worship together. Good words in love and truth. We come here, respectively, from different places, with our different personalities, with even different political and theological orientations. But here, we open ourselves so that God can do ministry to us through our siblings in Christ. And God does ministry to others through us. This week, I visited Joyce Anki. And I was grateful that she told me that even on the live streaming screen, she can feel my joy of worship. And seeing my rejoicing is a message of hope itself. That's what she said. And you know, I don't manipulate it. It comes out naturally because of you. My joy increases when I know that I am with you in worship. And you might say, hey, of course, preacher, church is what you chose for your life, your living. Okay, then I'd like to close with the words of a confession. This sermon was hard to prepare, though it's not my first time preaching on worship. I didn't have any interest in making you feel guilty about how often you miss Sunday worship. No, no, no. To be honest, I often take a lower attendance of Sunday worship personally. Oh, my sermon and worship design were not working. I'm not interested in intimidating you with such an illustration as one that I came across this week. Do you want to hear it? Without God, our week would be sin day, mourn day, tears day, waste day, thirst day, fight day, and shatter day. No, no, no. The gospel of God's grace is that God first loved us, no matter what, so we can love. So we won't perish, but have eternal life, life abundant. And the gospel of God's grace says, even while we didn't choose God, God chose us. Christ chose us. So we can bear fruit of God's grace. And so that our Christ's joy may be in us and that our joy may be complete. Yes, I wanted to proclaim the good news for all, as God's grace is available to all, and worship, a joyous celebration of the gift of God's grace is open to all. And I was encouraged to do it again and again through you. It came to me this week through Joyce Anki and through Reverend Keith Davison, who recently started attending our Sunday worship when he would have a ride from Divine Rehab Nursing Home, which he moved in to a couple months ago. This week, at my visit with him, Reverend Davison, who served the Methodist Church all his life long, shared words of wisdom with this young pastor. There are many I'd like to hold dearly from what he told me, but in my preparation for this specific message, I found these words of his encouraging and challenging. He says, Pastor, say what you believe is important and live it. I believe worship is important because God is important to me. Because I consider my relationship with God taking priority. Being gathered with my church family in worship is important to me because I continue to experience that God does ministry to me through my church family. When I am gone away from my church home, I find a worship opportunity, not because worship should be every week, no matter what, by all means, no. But because I wanted to honor God, being faithful to the promise that I made to God. And that is at the heart of worship. Again, I believe worship is important, and I desire to live it. Surely, joy and hope and peace are mine as I live what I believe is important, and I hope you do as well. Thanks be to God. Amen.